Well, tomorrow the All Blacks play the Springboks. It'll be the 100th test match between the Rugby Mad Nations, and tomorrow also marks 40 years since the 1981 Springbok Tour here. For 56 days in July, August and September 1981, more than 150,000 New Zealanders took part in more than 200 demonstrations in 28 centres. Violence erupted, families were split and tensions were high. Well, Wellingtonian Spike Thomas remembers the anger he felt during the 1981 Springbok Tour. He worked at a car parts dealership in Wellington Central and often worked with well-known rugby players. Of course, this was before the game went professional. Thomas and his colleagues wanted the tour to go ahead. He since changed his views, but ahead of watching tomorrow's game, he talked to Morning Report producer Stacey Knott about what he felt in 1981.
Excitement. There was obviously the protesters ramping up their activities before it happened. It led to some interesting meetings in the warehouse where some of our customers would come in, they'd be anti-tour, and they'd just say the wrong thing, and we'd literally chase them down the street, off the premises, down, and get told off for it. Smack on the hand, wet bus ticket. Naughty, naughty, you can't do that. But it's just the way it was.
What would they have said to you?
So I don't recall any specifics, I must say, but it was really just their moral outrage about their tour and the blindness, pig-headedness of the pro-tour people. And we were. We didn't believe that rugby or any sport should be politicised. I remember I was in hospital with an asthma attack and when the Wellington test was on, and the doctors wouldn't let me out because they heard I was going to the rugby, so they kept me in hospital. And I didn't know I could just check myself out in those days. It was just, well, the doctors say you've got to stay, you've got to stay. That was it. So I was fuming.
So that would have been because of their political beliefs. They didn't want you to go, not because of they didn't want you to get beaten up or something.
No, it was nothing to do with that. It was purely they were against it. And they thought this is one way of just sticking the knife in, is what it felt like to me.
What about friends and family? Were there people on opposite sides?
My entire family was anti-tour, except for my brother and myself. My cousin came over from Australia during the tour, and when we went to meet him at the airport, everyone stood off to one side, and my brother and I had to stand off by ourselves. They were not talking to us at all.
It must have been quite difficult.
Not really. As far as we're concerned, they were wrong.
And you can read more of Thomas's reflections tomorrow on the RNZ website, rnz.co.nz. Stacey Knott speaks to those who were on each side of that divide.